Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, look what I just did.
What?
I just spun the wheel of Holly Morris.
Oh, no.
Speaking of local TV people, from today. Let's see how long we can go until our ears bleed.
Good morning to you guys. This is really taking the museum experience to a whole new level. But it's not just me testing it out. I've got expert testers here with me this morning. This is Olivia and Emily, and they are already riding the wave here.
Woo! Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Mike Show.
That wasn't long. Or a
299. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight. Made up their
minds. I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it.
Hey.
Down, down. God damn it, they're fags.
Stop it.
Don't call those names.
What is he, a faggot?
Excuse me. You, sir, suck.
Hottest balls, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, we're just ahead of Match Game 08.
Hey.
And we need at least four callers. I always like this point in the song when it goes like from AM to FM.
Yeah, I love the bass coming in.
Right here, right here. Drank up the wine. Of course, for those of you listening on AM, that would be just...
It sounds the same.
AM to AM.
They didn't get the sense of that at all. Our apologies to all of our affiliates everywhere.
That covers it, Mike.
Yep.
Match game 08.
Yeah.
We need at least four folks from across America. 877-365-3636. We play it just like the TV show, the match game. We got me and Mike and Buzz and Homo Joe will be on the panel today.
Right.
And we're playing for $500 in cash.
Cool.
While Joe gets some callers, while Joe Ardinger gets callers. Hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
Would you be a love and dial up Bernstein? Let's see if we get some sort of Howard Bernstein blessing for this game, this match game.
That'd be great. You know something? We might even get a forecast at the same time, even though it's all gone now, at least here in Rockville. It's raining.
A straight-talking forecast.
It's raining.
Straight-talking guy.
That's right.
He's a man's man.
Joe was showing me. We got a couple of emails from longtime Washingtonians who apparently think that I'm really picking on Topper Shutt. Topper Shutt's a good friend of ours and has been a loyal friend of ours for a long time.
Of course.
I'm just getting a little infighting going here at Channel 9.
It's working.
And you know how they fight. They fight dirty.
Listen, all I know is that Bernstein is not one to turn a deaf ear when someone throws an accolade his way.
Well, you're throwing the roses at him, and I think he's going to follow. You're giving the lady some chocolates. And
I'm thinking of Howard Bernstein now, like in American Beauty.
With all the petals falling down on
his
bare
chest. Just laying in the bathtub. Wearing his muckluck.
You want to leave him a message?
Voicemail?
Tell him much love. We're hoping he'll bless our match game. And tell him that Tony Perkins is insanely jealous of him.
Peace, love, and chicken
grease. HB. Hey, HB, it's Rob with the Don and Mike radio show. Much love from Don and Mike, and just want to clue you in on something. You know Tony Perkins, that cat over at WTTG? He's insanely jealous of you. He's out of his mind. Watch your back. Right? Give our best TS. HB and KM. Everyone at WUSA.
Tell him to tuck the little ones in tonight.
Oh, make sure you tuck those little ones
in. Uncle Don says good night.
And
then talk at you. Bye.
Talk at you. Bye.
Little Wall Street, little Krebs.
Well, let's bring in Homo Joe.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What are you doing there, Rob?
What was that?
That was Rob just pushing a button.
Rob pressed that.
Excuse me.
Pushing a button at random.
Wanted that.
Oh, you wanted Joe Krebs.
Tonight on News 4 at 5 p.m., Doreen Gensler reports on a group of local doctors who are helping diabetics save their limbs.
Diabetics. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
All right, Wheelin' Homo Joe.
Here he comes.
Homo Joe Caliendo.
Thank you for being here on such a nasty day, Joe.
Homo Joe, what's happening filling in today? Oh, hold on. Give him a microphone.
He's going to
need
a microphone. This means
leather people in D.C. are scary.
Well, start again, Joe. What did you say?
I said nothing except for all the leather people in D.C. this weekend is scary.
Leather people?
Yeah, it's the Mid-Atlantic Leather and all the leather queens.
A convention?
Yeah, it's a convention.
There's a leather convention in town this weekend?
Yes, there is.
God bless you.
Aren't you Butch wearing an ESPN pullover today?
Hey, that my sister-in-law got it for Christmas. You know, what can I say?
That looks really, really macho.
I'm trying.
Now, do you ever slip into the...
Hey!
I was talking about an outfit.
The machoism, yes.
A leather? You'll wear leather?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just let me ask you something. The gay community, who would be the favorite male weatherman among the gay community?
Hmm.
In your opinion.
Well.
Or at least among your gay friends.
Okay. I like Topper myself.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen Bernstein?
I have seen Bernstein. He's not bad either, but, you know.
You like Topper.
You're also a Topper, aren't you?
I am a Topper.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah.
They're played right in there, Rob.
It's just the name.
Walked into that one. All right. We've got our contestants. Let's hear what else we've got.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2008. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi there, little brains.
Mike O'Mara.
Whatever.
Homo Joe.
Hello.
Michael J. Elston.
Howdy.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
F you, Rob.
Hi, stars.
Screw off, you dick.
Thanks for making it.
That is so true, Dick.
Despite the wacky weather we've been having here in Burbank.
That is so true, Dick.
Stars. Boo, Spiewak.
Boo, Rob.
Boo.
That is so true, Dick.
Boo!
A lot of them in D.C. this weekend.
Who are our contestants, Don?
Here we go, Robbie. We've got... Let's see. Joining us is a guy named Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hi. Great to be with you guys today.
Jay, thanks for listening. Where are you calling from? Any idea?
Wichita, Kansas.
Hey, Wichita.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. And let's say hi to our second contestant, who is Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, boys.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Katie.
Katie.
Where are you calling from, Katie?
Arlington, Virginia.
Beautiful. All right, we got Wichita versus Arlington, Virginia.
A local gal.
Everybody knows how to play the game. Mm-hmm. Let's do this and make Bernstein proud.
All right, I hope he's listening. Do you feel that he is?
Very good. What was that sound?
Katie, was that you?
That was someone on the phone.
You have an elephant?
You all right?
No, not me.
Windshield wipers.
Oh, you're in the car.
Well, that's excellent. All right. Stay focused. All right, Katie, we flipped a coin backstage. Do you remember who won?
Me.
That's right. Katie, I need you to pick A or B. I'm sorry?
B.
Very good.
You pick B.
All right, here we go. Boy, oh boy. Mm-hmm. Things sure have changed at The Price is Right since Drew Carey took over from Bob Barker. I tuned in the other day, and the contestants were bidding on a blank. Don't answer yet, Katie. Things sure have changed at The Price is Right since Drew Carey took over from Bob Barker. I tuned in the other day, and the contestants were bidding on a blank. Do you watch The Price is Right, Katie?
I used to when I was little.
Yes. How old are you now?
I'm 33.
Oh, that's very old. Who do you look like that's famous?
I'm in, although I don't think I'm got what you were looking for there, Rob.
Yeah, same here. I'm in.
I think there was an obvious answer you should have had, Buzz.
First round that's questions good. Are always wide open. Katie,
everybody's
what's
ready,
the celebrity you most resemble?
I'm sorry?
We'll get back to it later. All right, Katie, things sure have changed at The Price is Right since Drew Carey took over from Bob Barker. I tuned in the other day and the contestants were bidding on a blank. Bidding on a what?
A lap dance.
That's right. A good answer.
Lap dance, yeah.
Don, do you have Drew Carey's lap dance?
I said that they were bidding on a hemorrhoidal donut pillow.
Yeah. Oh, not a match. I'm afraid not a match. How about you, Mike?
You were looking for bong, though, right?
I'm looking for something drug-related, yeah.
Well, he's into strippers, too.
He does like strippers.
I said they're bidding on a stool.
I like this picture.
We got a
thank
theme
you.
Going on.
It goes with my hemorrhoid picture.
HJ.
Let me see your picture.
Well, I have
not a picture,
old
but
Bob
I mean,
the pillow. But
what'd you have?
What's that?
Big old Bob Barker's butt.
Bidding on Bob Barker's
good
butt.
Timing, Joe.
Big old Bob Barker's butt.
Not a match. Buzz, to you.
Trying to anticipate the contestant, I said crew cut. Bidding on a crew cut.
Oh, bidding on a crew cut. No matches there, Katie. Jay, this is a great chance for you to spring
Boo!
Ahead.
Boo, Rob.
Boo, Jay.
It's a bad question. Boo, the MC.
Wow. It's a hostile group of stars.
Boo, the MC.
Boo.
F the MC.
You're no Peter Marshall or his son, Peter Lecoq.
Pete Lecoq.
Jay, Hollywood pundits.
You know, oh, Howard Bernstein left me a voicemail. That's what that buzzing is. Hey, Jay.
Nice ADD, Rob.
I'm sorry. It was vibrating against my nipple.
Bunnies. Oh, nice attention deficit
There's a lot
disorder.
I put on downtown.
Listen, I knew I was either getting a page or I was having right. a stroke.
Like, imagine Bob Barker, you know, or Gene Rayburn up there with his big microphone, and he's sitting there. All right, let me talk to Brett. What was his name? Brett Klugman. What's
yeah.
your name? Uh-huh. Oh, I let me ask the question of Brett Klugman over here. Oh, my package just arrived.
Right. Jay, Hollywood pundits are predicting big things for the new movie, 27 Dresses. Have you seen the ads?
I have.
Yes, and it's already at the Here Come the Copycats. Queen Latifah is already working on a movie called 27 Blanks.
I'm in.
Hollywood pundits are predicting big things for the new movie, 27 Dresses, and Here Come the Copycats. Queen Latifah is already working on a movie called 27 Blanks. Don't answer yet, Jay.
I'm in.
You big
in.
Queen Latifah fan, Jay?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, who is it?
We all, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob.
I got a message from Howard Bernstein.
You can play it in a moment. I heard.
I know. I'm sorry that it distracted me. It was vibrating right against my nipple.
Everybody right?
Yes.
We're in.
All right,
everybody
Jay.
Is keyed in. Here we go.
Hollywood pundits are excited about the movie 27 Dresses, and Here Come the Copycats. Queen Latifah is working on a movie called 27 Blanks. 27 what?
Hams.
27 hams.
Hams. That's pretty funny.
That's very answer. Nice. I like that.
Don, do you have Queen Latifah's hams?
No, I said 27 stools.
Oh, again with the stool. Not a match.
I like that
How
one.
About you, Mike?
I said 27 tenths. 27 tenths. She's big and fat,
bigger
so
than
she'd wear a tent.
Omar, the tent maker. How about you, Joe?
I had Big Mama's boobs.
Oh, 27 boobs. No match.
Big Mama's boobs.
Not a match.
How about
yes,
you, Buzz?
I had pup tents. 27 pup tents.
Oh, again, with the tent.
Uh-huh.
No match there, so the score is 0-0. Jay.
Boo, MC.
How is this my fault?
Boo.
Bad MC.
Boo.
A or B, Jay?
Thank you.
A, Jay, yeah. A or B? Please choose. A or B?
A, please.
Hey!
Oh, the name of this category is Good News, Bad News.
Oh, I like this one.
The good news, WUSA weather diva Kim Martucci is going to be in a Super Bowl TV ad.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. The bad news, the commercial is for blank.
I'm in.
Jay, there's no way you know who Kim Martucci is, do you?
I've heard the name,
yeah,
but
she
only
is
passing it.
She is Box. She is one hot Foxy News lady.
Oh, she's called her Box?
Yeah, she's Box. And the good news is that this Box diva, Kim Martucci, yeah. is going to be...
She's Box.
...is going to be in a Super Bowl TV ad.
All right, how much
is
it?
The bad news
you,
is that the
in?
Commercial is for blank. Hold your answer, Jay.
And okay, I'm in. Robbie, you're in. Okay, good.
Everybody's in.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Rob.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Jay, go
Jay,
to, go
what
to
is your answer
first.
For Box Kim Martucci? What is the ad for?
Feminine hygiene product.
Oh.
Feminine hygiene product.
Huh. Yeah, I need to set up again.
Okay. A weather diva Kim Martucci, who is very Box, is going to be in a Super Bowl TV ad. The bad news is the commercial is for blank.
Cialis.
No, not a match.
She has erectile dysfunction.
That's good. I like that.
I was at the doctor once when she called after 4 hours. How about you, Mike?
I thought this one was pretty obvious. I said she's going to be in an ad for dog food.
Good picture. That is a good picture.
That's my picture of
that
Kim
looks
Martucci.
Like something you would find like a. We were talking about King Tut before. Uh-huh. That looks like something you would find like in an Indiana Jones cave. And they go, they must have been drawing about a woman very tall.
It's all about the neck, though.
I see.
Frankenstein neck.
Right, how about you, Joe?
I have condoms.
Condoms, not a match. But in the right neighborhood. How about you, Buzz?
I had phone sex.
Oh.
Ads for phone sex.
Oh, no,
you.
Good.
All right. Hello.
Exactly. Gross.
All right, Katie, this is a great chance for you to jump ahead. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Hey, let me just say again.
Boo!
Maybe it'll get better.
Boo the MC.
Boo the master of ceremonies.
I agree. The master
boo
of ceremonies.
Boo the host.
Joe Artinger's Christmas was really tough.
How tough was it, Rob?
In fact, he and Tracy couldn't even afford a Christmas tree this year. They had to decorate his blank instead.
Okay, I'm in.
You familiar with Joe Artinger, Katie?
I am.
You spoke to him probably to get on the air with us.
I did indeed.
Here's the clue again. Joe Artinger's Christmas was really tough. In fact, he and Tracy couldn't even afford a Christmas tree this year. They had to decorate his blank instead. Hold your answer, please. Anyone in the panel in?
I'm in.
I'm in. I've been in.
Don is in. The panel is right. All right, Katie. Joe Ardinger's lousy Christmas. No Christmas tree. He had to decorate his blank instead. What did you say?
His marijuana crop.
Marijuana crop. Okay, Don, do you have Joe's massive marijuana crop?
No, I said she was going to decorate his priapism.
Oh, wow.
That's something that lasts more than four hours.
Yeah,
see your doctor.
Makes me think of Miss Martucci. How about you, Mike?
I said they're going to decorate his power washer.
Good one.
It's not a match.
So you must know the many side businesses of Joseph Ardinger.
Right. Joe's power washing.
Omo Joe.
Oh, hold on. There you go, Joe.
His refrigerator with beer cans.
Oh, he decorated with beer cans. Go with what you've got. How about you, Buzz?
I have a match. I said pot plant.
Hey! All right.
Very exciting.
Katie, you're doing great.
Yeah.
So I want you to pick A or B.
A.
A. All right, Katie, please listen carefully. Jay, stay on the sidelines. American Idol Season 7 is off and running. Paula promises us bigger talent, Randy promises us bigger thrills, and Simon Cowell promises us bigger blank.
I'm in.
American Idol Season 7 is off and running. Paula promises bigger talent, Randy promises bigger thrills, and Simon promises bigger blank. Hold your answer, please. Katie, are you an American Idol fan?
I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not.
Everybody's keyed in for you, Rob.
Disappointed to hear that. American Idol Season 7 is off and running. Paula promises bigger talent. Randy promises bigger thrills. And Simon promises bigger blank. What say you?
Genitals.
Bigger genitals.
Oh, no.
That is fun, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't this fun? Boo. Don, do you have bigger genitals?
No, I know you're looking for this. Bigger mitts.
Yeah,
bigger mitts.
Not a match.
Right. Bigger mitts. Man teats.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, what say you?
Here it is. Bigger mitts.
Nice picture. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we see those on your website?
Yes, sir.
I'd love to.
Absolutely. All of my drawings, all my sketches will be, like John Lennon, available for public sale.
How about you, Joe?
I said man lashes.
Man lashes.
Man lashes.
Is that like over your eye, or is that something you do with a whip?
That's what you do with a whip.
He's so into leather week.
He is.
It's leather week.
Did you hear the guy called him last night on American Idol?
No.
What?
Guy lashes.
Guy lashes.
They're not
all.
Oh,
guy liner.
Guy liner.
Guy liner. That's right. A guy liner.
He missed it by one letter.
It was
gay liner.
$2 bill.
How about you, Bob?
I had mitts.
Mitts.
Oh. Mitts.
The panel all
matched. That
would have
been a windfall.
That really would. Now, Jay, here, let me tell you where you stand. You have 1 to tie, 2 to win. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. It is no wonder that WJFK general manager Michael Hughes had such a great time on the boat during the WJFK Christmas party.
Sure. Okay.
Why not? Hughes has spent many hours aboard his own boat, the SS Blank.
I'm in.
Apparently, Michael Hughes owns his own boat, and it's called the SS Blank, Jay. Hold your answer. You've heard us talk of Michael Hughes before, Jay, yes?
Certainly.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he the captain of the good ship WJFK.
Certainly.
In addition to his boat, the SS Blank. Don, you're enjoying this one.
Yeah, I got a blank screen right now. I know that everybody else is keyed in.
There's a lot. The good one about this, there are no wrong answers.
True.
No wonder WJFK general manager Michael Hughes had such a good time
on
the boat.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready. We're out of time.
Panel is right. All right there, Jay. WJFK general manager Michael Hughes has his own boat, and it's called the SS Blank. What did you say?
The SS Enema of the Red Wine.
Oh.
The SS Enema. Good answer.
The enema.
Good answer.
I thought about that.
The
too.
Good ship Enema, Don. Do you have that?
No, I had the SS Backbone.
No match. How about you, Mike?
I'm going to recuse myself. No. It's the SS Vagine.
Oh, yeah. It's a flag.
Well, hold on now. What did she say? What was her answer?
No, Enema is what he said.
Oh, Enema. I was thinking about
because
genitals.
Because of the red
enema.
Wine.
I was thinking about genitals.
Enema.
Joe, Enema?
I said sinking ship.
Oh, the SS sinking ship. Very good. And your last chance, Buzz.
I said Titanic.
Oh, that's very good, too. Dear. Well, no match for Jay. That means, Katie, you are our winner with one match, and we will see you in Supermatch.
Yay for Katie.
Yay!
Boo for the MC.
Boo, Rob.
Hiss.
Boo, Rob.
Boo.
All right, Katie, we need you to hold on just a second. Jay, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. We'll see you. Thank you, Jay.
We have a time was fine.
We have a parting gift for Jay.
Do we?
Yes, a pair of Homo Joe boxer shorts.
Oh, the Homo Joe boxers.
Oh, do you still have your website up, Joe?
No, I don't, but I brought the Homo Joe boxers in for all the booby prizes for you guys.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, congratulations, you won a pair of Joe's scary underpants.
That'll be fine.
And incidentally, Jay, all of Joe's boxers are game worn.
Oh, no.
All right, enjoy your Homo Joe boxers.
Yeah.
Katie, you hold on a second. We need two more callers.
Two more folks.
For the next round. And a decent MC, please. Can we get an MC to rock the mic, please?
And Howard Bernstein, don't you wish you were here?
Hey, real fast. Yeah. Why don't you dial up
your message?
And let's hear what the queen, and I mean that only in the nicest possible way.
Uh-huh.
He's the queen of the ball. He's the queen of...
DC media.
You know, he's the queen of the match game. He's king of the match game.
Uh-huh. He's royalty.
Rob's calling him right now.
Hey, Rob, Howard. Just missed your call. We were tracking for a little package that was going to run here across Frederick. Great voicemail, and I look forward to talking to you guys soon. I'll try to hear my phone next time. Thanks. Say hi to everybody, and I'll be sure to talk to Philip in tonight. Bye-bye.
He's fantastic.
Mikey's not funny. He's take charge.
That's right.
I wasn't mocking.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, I was.
You might have been a little bit.
Yeah, you caught me.
You know what I say to that?
Boo! All right, I'm sorry. I'm a bad contestant.
Excuse me, that's Bernstein on the job.
I'm a bad panelist.
Boo panelist!
Boo panelist! Boo!
Bad segment panelist.
Boy, how the tide turns in a second on this show.
Boo! Shut up.
Shut up. I'm talking.
And there wasn't a lot of that last night.
And there wasn't a lot of off you go.
Right.
There was here you go, there you go.
Right. And a lot of get out.
Yeah.
Get out. Get out right now. But the Mets, you know, and that's why you wrote that. The Mets are bigger this year than they've ever been.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Randy Jackson's diet has paid off for him, too.
You know what the thing that Simon said most last night? Douglas.
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 Get
Douglas.
Out. Douglas, get out.
Douglas.
Get out.
Douglas.
You're not talented. Get out.
Douglas.
We'll be back. Next round of Match Game 08 in Uno Momento.
It's a yes for Paula. What a shock.
This is the Don and Mike Show.